Oh, there's just so many buttons. What are these buttons?
What's the penalty? We got to come up with the penalty for not respecting the bell.
Got to respect. So I didn't respect the bell. So am I penalized
now?
I think you were under the gun. I think I was pretty much
There's an alarm that goes off. And I don't know. We'll figure that out later. Go ahead.
It is the final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means Crunch Exchange time. I'm going to bring up some stories from around the world of sports. Steve is going to tell us if he is buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. Also, an option is pending. He uses it sometimes. Hallelujah, the Ducks got a win, Steve. I asked you a few questions about them last week. One, would Justin Herbert throw for over 300 yards? Check. Would the defense keep ASU under 40 points? Check. That apparently equals a victory for Oregon nowadays. Let's start with a quarterback. Justin Herbert not only hit the 300-yard mark, but he tied Bill Musgrave's mark for passing yards in a game with 489. After the game, by the way, said he didn't really know much about Bill Musgrave. He probably has to study up a little bit because he was like not even born yet when that happened. And he also set a new Oregon record for all-purpose yards by going over 500, the first Ducks player to ever do that, ever, in the history of Oregon football. He's a true freshman, so obviously that's crazy. But now he faces a different beast in USC.
Obviously.
Their defense, 49th in the country overall, 57th against the pass. Kid needs to have a big game if they're going to win. So I'm not sure anyone is thinking Herbert can match his performance against Cal or ASU against the Trojans. But if he hits his touchdown total that he had against ASU, the Ducks should have a pretty good shot. The prospectus, Justin Herbert throws for over four or more touchdowns against the Trojans.
Well, first of all, when you look at USC's rankings, it's trending in a very different direction. They had the Alabama game. They had some trouble against Utah as well. But no, he's not throwing four touchdown passes. I'm selling that.
It's all about selling prospectuses about Herbert, and he's proven you wrong so far this season, so we'll see.
You, by the way, get in line.
It's been an touche. It's been an odd season for the guy who was previously considered Oregon's best player, Royce Freeman. Clearly been banged up. Last week, we were told he was fully healthy, but he was totally ineffective. Freeman has a total of 98 yards in his last three games combined. Meanwhile, Tony Brooks-James has been a revelation for the Ducks, over 100 yards in three games this season, including his previous two. He leads the Ducks in rushing this season with 572 yards and is tied with Freeman with eight touchdown runs. Freeman is a clear NFL talent at the position, but right now, the hot hand is clearly TBJ. The prospectus, kind of like what happens in the NFL with quarterbacks, the Ducks should ride the hot hand and put Tony Brooks-James in the starting lineup instead of Freeman.
By the way, you mentioned the yards. I mean, he could have been injured and have like seven carries. That's good. 40 carries, 98 yards.
Yep.
Obscene. It depends on how healthy he is. If he's even close to 100%, he is still the guy. I can't imagine he's gone from 70% to 100%. I would not be surprised and don't think it would be an unwise idea to maybe get TBJ out there at least to start. I'm a purchaser.
On to the defense, coming off arguably their best performance of the season, certainly since the non-con schedule, but they have a much bigger task this week in playing USC with an emerging star at QB in Darnold, Juju Smith-Schuster, who's arguably the best wideout in the conference. Darnold has been a revelation since being inserted as the starter for an ineffective Max Brown. Since that point, 18 touchdown passes, just three picks, 68% completion percentage. I don't know if you know a lot about football numbers, but 68 is a good one to have for that particular stat. The Ducks finally ended their streak of three games without a turnover last week against ASU with a second-half barrage. Three picks, including two to seal the deal in the fourth. But a four-string true freshman at quarterback at ASU is a different beast than a redshirt freshman starting at USC on purpose. The prospectus. The Ducks hold Darnold under 300 yards on Saturday and force a couple of turnovers.
I don't know if they want to throw for 300 yards. They've got both guards, both tackles, multi-year starters breaking in a junior freshman who's played some. I actually think if he's got to throw for that much, that signals trouble for them. I'm saying he's not throwing for 300 yards. I think they're going to run wild, so I'll sell that. I'm not brimming with confidence
over this
game.
So you'll sell the fact. So the prospectus was the Ducks hold Darnold under 300 yards.
Oh, okay.
He's going to throw for under 300, but the Ducks aren't going to hold him.
No, no, no. It's a double-edged thing. Them holding him under 300 yards means they're probably going to run for 370.
Okay.
So I'm not saying it's a good thing, but if it's a yes or no, I'm going to buy that, but in the wrong term.
So you bought it and you sold it. So we already did the buy. Here's the sell. We have a World Series Game 7 tonight in Cleveland because
that's
of
tonight?
Because of course we
Nick.
Do.
Nick told me it was Saturday.
Is it baseball? We're still paying attention to baseball. Okay, weird. Whatever. It just couldn't be a dramaless World Series if the Cubs are involved. And of course, the Indians, who haven't won a World Series since 1948, like, I know we're all about the Cubs breaking the curse and whatnot, but that's also a really long time if anybody cares to notice. Because of Major League Baseball's dumb ways they grant home field advantage to the winners of the All-Star Game, this one is going to be played in Cleveland. You may not think that matters, but get this, you heard me say it earlier, 9 of the last 10 World Series Game 7s have gone to the home team. Now, the Cubs have defied absolutely no odds whatsoever to get to this point because they're the best team in baseball this year, but they might have to tonight. The prospectus. The Cubs defy Game 7 history and win tonight their first World Series title since the Ottoman Empire.
I am being totally greedy. I have a substantial wager on Cleveland at 1.8 to 1 odds.
Sell.
I only care about me, and I'm selling.
Make it rain. Woo-woo! The first college football playoff rankings released yesterday to a round of boos from the Pacific Northwest. While I'm sure a lot of Duck fans relish in the fact that Washington was left out of the top four and that their fans were saddened anyway, I feel like most of them, especially those who saw the beatdown in Autzen in person, would say that the Huskies should probably be ranked ahead of one-loss Texas A&M. This especially after Washington took down a very good Utah team on the road last week. And if you take Washington out of the equation, you're left with Ohio State, who only has one loss to a top 25 team in Penn State. So an argument could be made A&M isn't even the best one-loss team. That said, their one loss is to number one Alabama. And as of right now, A&M's win over number 9 Auburn is their biggest, which is a pretty big one. The prospectus, Texas A&M should be number 4 in the college football playoff rankings with one loss to the best team in the country.
Bottom line is, the boos came from everyone who doesn't get off running into the corner of a stadium on a Saturday and chanting SEC with people they hated 35 seconds ago. So it's a stupid call. I'm really pissed at the selection committee. What was the question again?
I believe that's a sell.
Okay, we'll sell that.
Last one here. Blah, 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 Tiger Woods, blah, 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 make his return, blah, 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 Hero World Championships, blah, 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 some dumb tournament in December. The prospectus, Tiger actually finishes the entire World Hero Classic or whatever the hell it's called. Who cares in December?
Not even sort of almost a chance. I don't care what Jesper Parnevik is saying about what he's doing on the driving range. There's been no indication that he's healthy enough to play golf like not even like Tiger, like a PGA caliber player. So, sell.